be not three gods. Oh, how many of you Trinitarian people got that mixed up. And how you oneness people got it mixed up too, being more like your fingers. Mm-hmm. See? They're both of them got mixed up. See? Try it. He's the one God like your fingers, one how can he be his own father? See, he can't be his own father, and if you had another father outside the Holy Spirit, if God is a man, a person, then he is a, the Holy Spirit was his father and God's his father, Matthew 1. So then he was an illegitimate child. So you can't make it either way. You're both wrong. He was God manifested in the flesh of his created Son. Now, that's God created the Son. And when you Catholic people say eternal sonship, where do you get such a word? It doesn't make sense to me. How can he be eternal and be a son? The son's nothing begotten of. How can he be eternal? Eternal never did begin. Never does end. So how could it be eternal sonship? Oh my, if these denominations hadn't scrupled things up, I don't know what happened. No wonder people can't have faith. They don't know what to have faith in. What we need is a good old passion. Back to the Bible. Right, back to our sermon. Now, Jesus, being man physically, was tired, weary. Now, when he got tired, virtue had gone from him, and then him being God, he could only do what? Now you say, how could he be God and be man? See, that is the mystery. See? In his body, he was man. In spirit, he was God. Someone asked me, said that, who did he pray to in the Garden of Gethsemane? I said, I'll answer you that. Well, not you answer this. Do you believe you have the Holy Ghost? Yes. I said, then who do you pray to? Where is he at when you're praying to him? When you claim you have, you mean that you're praying to him. People just, they get some little idea and run wild with this, you see. That's the way it goes. Now, in spirit, he was God. Jesus said in St. John 3, see, when the Son of Man, which now is in heaven, is standing here on earth. When the Son of Man, which now is in heaven, how would you answer that? See? He said he was in heaven, man, and here he was standing on earth. Oh my. You see, that he had to be God omnipresent. Sure, he's present everywhere. He knows every thought. By being omniscient, knowing all things, he'd be omnipresent. See?